Welcome back. This one's for the heads who love that old school jungle and early DNB snap, where the snare isn't just loud on two and four, it's alive. It breathes, it drifts a touch, it's got that slightly reckless, looped from a break energy, but it still punches you in the chest. Today we're doing this in Ableton Live 12, and the focus is advanced. We're going to humanize a modern snare using groove pull tricks, pulled from a real break. And then we'll turn that human feel into a riser-style energy lift into the drop. Not with cheesy noise sweets. With groove, transient emphasis, and controlled chaos. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to sit at 170. Now make three tracks. An auto track called Break Ref. That's just for extracting groove. A MIDI track called Snare Main, and optionally two return tracks. One for snare verb. One for snare crunch. That separation matters because it keeps your control surgical. You don't want to destroy your snare just because you wanted some break swing. First, get a real jungle groove into the groove pool. Drop a break loop onto break ref. Amen-ish, or anything with that classic shuffly feel. Warp it, and don't overthink this part. Set warp mode to beats, preserve to transients. Default transient settings are usually fine. What we care about is that Ableton can read the timing and accent fingerprint of the break. Now right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. Open the groove pool in the left browser panel, and you should see a new groove entry named after your clip. If you don't have a break handy, yes, you can use Ableton's groove presets. Swing 16 and MPC grooves can absolutely work, but the break extracted groove tends to carry the actual DNA of jungle timing. The tiny pushes and pulls that are hard to fake. Now let's build a snare that already snaps before groove touches it. This is important. Groove should animate a good snare, not rescue a weak one. On your snare main MIDI track, load a snare into a drum rack pad or just use simpler. Then build a simple stock device chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 Hz with a fairly steep slope to clear mod. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450. For presence, a small bell boost somewhere in the 3 to 6k range, just 1 to 3 dB. And if you want air, a gentle shelf around 10 to 12k. Keep it subtle. Then drum bus. This is your snap lever. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch. Barely any, like 0 to 10%. Transients. Push it. Plus 10 up to plus 30 depending on how aggressive you want the crack. And usually turn boom off, unless you explicitly want that low thump around 180 to 200. Next, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are both great. Drive 2 to 6 dB, and then pull the output down so you're level matching. If you don't level match, you'll always think louder equals better, and you'll end up lying to yourself. Finally, glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release on auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Not flattening it, just a bit of control and density. Now program a deliberately too perfect snare. One bar loop. Put hits on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your backbeat anchor. Then, optionally, add a couple ghost snares with very low velocity, like 10 to 30. Put one just before 2 as a pickup, and maybe one a 16th after 2. Keep it basic. We're going to let the groove give it life. Now the fun part. Applying groove like a pro. Timing first, then velocity. Click your snare MIDI clip. In clip view, choose your extracted groove in the groove chooser. Then go to the groove pool. Select that groove and start shaping the parameters. Here's a jungle-friendly starting point that works way more often than you'd think. Timing. Somewhere between 25 and 45. Timing is the push-pull amount. Too low and you won't feel it. Too high and your snare sounds drunk. Random. 2 to 8. This is the variation sprinkle. Random is powerful, but it's also the fastest way to ruin repeatability. Velocity, 10 to 25. This is where the break feel really comes in, because breaks have accent patterns baked into them. Bass, try 1/16 first for that classic shuffle. If the groove feels lurchy or too chunky, try 1/8. Quantize, keep it low, like 0 to 20. This is counterintuitive, but a little quantize to the groove can keep it from turning sloppy. A sweet spot to try right now is timing 35, random 4, velocity 15, quantize 10. Hit play. What you're listening for is not wow, it's swinging. You're listening for it sounds like it belongs to a loop, like it's part of something sampled and replayed, not just clicked onto a grid. Now let's talk about a crucial coach note. Groove pool effect start time, not your sample's envelope behavior. Translation. If your snare sample has a slower attack, groove can make it feel late even when the note is technically early. For jungle snap, Pick a snare with a shark transient, then add groove. If your sample is close but not quite biting, open simpler and nudge the start point a few samples earlier. That restores bite without changing the groove. Next decision. Do you commit the groove or keep it live? While you're designing, keep it uncommitted. It's non-destructive and you can tweak the groove pool and hear everything update. Once it feels right, commit. Commit writes the timing and velocity changes into the MIDI notes. And this is where the advanced workflow opens up, because after committing, you can fix problem hits manually, and you can even layer a second groove on top as a second stage. Let's do the first advanced trick, two-stage groove. Stage 1. Apply your break extracted groove with timing around 30 to 40, but keep random very low, like 0 to 2. Commit it. That prints the break's core feel. Stage 2. Apply a subtle Ableton preset groove, like a swing 16. Keep it gentle. Timing 10 to 15. Random 2 to 5. Velocity 5 to 10. Now you've got stable break DNA plus controlled modern movement. It's like you're using one groove for the spine, and another for the nervous system. Advanced trick 2. Separate your snare layers and give them different groove amounts. This is huge for old school style snap, because in a real break, the transient detail and the body don't always move the same way. The ear forgives movement in the bright tick way more than it forgives the weight moving around. So make two layers, a snap layer that's short and bright and a body layer that's more mid and low, the thwack. Put them in drum rock as two pads, or do layered chains if you prefer. Then either duplicate the MIDI clip to two tracks, or route the pads to separate chains. On the snap layer, go more aggressive. Timing 40, random 6, velocity 20. On the body layer, keep it anchored. Timing 20, random 2, velocity 10. You'll hear the transient dance while the weight stays authoritative. That's the secret sauce, for it feels human but it still smacks. Now a third trick, and this is where we tie it into risers without doing the obvious noise riser move. We're going to use groove intensity itself as an energy lift into the drop. Over the 8 bars before your drop, automate your groove settings so the snare gets more frantic and more played as you approach impact. Timing from 20 up to 45 across the build. Velocity from 10 up to 25. Random from 2 up to 8. At the same time, automate drum bus transients from plus 10 up to plus 30. That makes the snap feel like it's getting sharper and more urgent. And here's a slick detail. Keep the dry transient confident. If you want behind the beat character, push the ambience later, not the snare. Increase reverb pre-delay, like 15 to 30 milliseconds, or even add a tiny delay on the reverb return, 5 to 20 milliseconds. That gives you lurch and space without blunting impact. Also, you can use a filter move as part of the riser, but do it tastefully. One method is a high pass that opens downward, meaning it starts thinner, and then lets more low mid back in as you approach the drop. Try starting around 500 HE and moving down toward 120 HE over the build. It feels like the snare arrives, like the room gets bigger and heavier. Now, the critical part for DNB, lock the backbeat so it still hits hard. Groove will sometimes push your 2 and 4 too far. When that happens, the entire track loses authority, even if everything else is vibing. After you commit the groove, manually select the main backbeat snare notes on 2 and 4 and nudge them slightly earlier or later until they feel like they punch. Use tiny moves, just a few milliseconds. The rule of thumb is tightish main hits, loose ghosts. Let the ornaments carry the swing, while the anchor stays dependable. Here's a quick sanity test. Loop 2 bars, then loop 8 bars. If 2 bars feels incredible but 8 bars starts sounding like drift, reduce random first. Random is usually what breaks repeatability. Only reduce timing after that. Now let's set up returns that respect the groove. Return A, snare verb. Use hybrid reverb. Pick an algorithmic plate or small room. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the snap stays intact. Then put EQ 8 after the reverb. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600 HC to keep low mid mud out. If it gets harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 6K. Return B. Snare crunch. Use overdrive or saturator, and if you want that old sampler grit, add redux, but be subtle. Then put a gate after it, so the crunch grabs the initial crack and doesn't smear the groove. And a very jungle move. Send your ghost notes slightly more into the reverb than the main hits. The ghosts create the sense of room and movement, while the main hit stays punch forward. A couple common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this in. Don't overgroove the main backbeat. If 2 and 4 wander, your tune stops feeling like DNB and starts feeling like a loose jam. Don't crank random. Above about 10, it starts sounding like timing errors, not human feel. Watch headroom. If your snare is already near clipping, Velocity groove becomes distortion groove, and it'll sound inconsistent in a bad way. And don't do transient shaping after a bunch of reverb. Shape the hit first. Otherwise, you're shaping the reverb tail, not the punch. If you want to go even darker and heavier without losing the groove, do this. Duplicate the snare track for parallel aggression. On the duplicate, push drum bus transients hard, like plus 30, and push saturator drive 6 to 10 dB, then blend it quietly under the main. That keeps the snap brutal but controlled. And if the snare feels too shiny, don't sterilize the timing. Reduce the air around 10 to 12k a bit. Keep the groove alive. Now let's wrap with a quick 15-minute practice run you can actually do right now. Load a break loop. Extract groove. Program the basic snare on 2 and 4. Add 2 ghost notes. Apply groove at timing 35, random 4, velocity 15, quant is 10. Commit it. Tighten only the main hits if they drift too far. Then make an 8-bar build where timing goes 20 to 45 and drum bus transients goes plus 10 to plus 30. Resample that 8 bars to audio and listen back. If it's messy, reduce random first, then timing. Final recap to lock it in. Extract groove from a real break, whenever possible. Balance timing, random, velocity, and a touch of quante so it stays repeatable. Commit once you're close. Then protect the impact of 2 and 4 by nudging if needed. Groove your snap layer more than your body layer for that break-like paper crack. And for riser energy, automate groove intensity and transient emphasis into the drop instead of just piling on reverb. If you tell me your exact tempo and whether you're going for immense-style chaos or a cleaner two-step feel, I can suggest a dialed groove pool setting and layer split that fits that substyle perfectly.